Sister.
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Hello and welcome to Sisters of No Mercy, episode 7. What's singing? Oh, you're singing this week. Hello. It's your turn.
Happy, happy.
Episode seven. So, fun all week this week. We've got loads to talk to you about. We've got our usual roundup of the week.
Yeah.
We've got a question in, which is quite a stonker this week. So, we'll give you an update on that. And then I've got a long list of things to talk about this week. Long list. So, I hope your week's been good.
Yeah. It's been bloody miserable though.
I know, rain's been awful on it.
Rain, go away.
But yeah, we've had a fun week because Pride of Yorkshire this week, haven't we? The old Tardy Yorkshire. So we're quite fortunate, aren't we?
We are.
That as a village, we get the Tardy Yorkshire coming
through. Yeah, our hometown gets the, has done for the last 2 years anyway, as the route comes straight through our village.
Yeah, and then we frequent a caravan that is also on another part of the route in a different part of Yorkshire.
Yeah, on a different day. So yeah, we got to experience it twice this weekend.
Yeah, so all starts, done it, sort of builds up the week before, and it's nice, isn't it? We get a bit of community spirit for once. People do some decorating.
Yeah, flags, bikes, you know, name it. I mean, it still amazes me that if I personally lived on the route, I would be fully adorned. But there's still some people who don't get involved whatsoever.
Yeah, I think I would. I think it's special. I think especially when you've got kids.
Yeah, and I'm not particularly into cycling at all.
No. But that's not the thing, is it? It's not just about the cycling. It's about welcoming something into your village that happens once a year.
Bit of an experience.
Yeah, kids love it, don't they? Kids love stuff
like
that.
It's on the telly.
Something to get excited about, isn't it? But yeah, there was some good decks and stuff, but we got some little flags, didn't we?
We did. The previous year we'd made our own.
Yeah, we did. I went to the market and I did lend one to some child on the second attempt who then chewed it.
I felt like
I had to donate.
Oh no.
So covered in slaver. Nice. But yeah, so we took our kids out to watch both the ladies, well, we watched the ladies race locally.
Yeah.
Got our little spot, didn't we? We're big whoopers and cheerers, I think.
We are. I think we're just full-on participators.
Yeah, but we did find that the particular section that we stood in
was the most miserable section of the course ever.
It was silent.
It was like a funeral procession was going through, not the Tardy Yorkshire.
Silent. So we're there with our flags and our kids going, yeah, I think you get the picture. But
that was it.
Everyone else around us was like, I can't even hear a slow clap.
No, nothing.
Unless that bird from the theatre were there. Woo! Woo! We needed her.
Yeah, we did.
We needed her, to be fair.
Time and a place, and that was the time and a place for
her. But we were shocked, weren't we? It was just, like, so sedate.
Yeah, really sedate.
You know, cycling's not the most exciting of...
Yeah, the helicopter comes over, and we were getting the kids to keep waving at, like, the bikes that come through before and the support vehicles, and they were all, like, putting the sirens on and waving.
Yeah.
Nothing.
For the kids, no. No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Miserable.
But the Sunday was a bit better.
It was.
We put the caravan. People go into it a bit more there.
I'll discuss that a bit later on.
Let's do that. But went to the caravan, so we had our usual weekend up there.
Yeah.
Tried our best at the quiz night.
We did all right. We were fair to middling.
Fair to middling,
average.
Yeah. Some that are just way too good.
Also, some that have too many people on a team.
Yeah, there's no limit.
Was that one team on two tables? I'm sure there were like 12 of them.
Yeah, that's a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah.
The key to it is having different generations.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we were missing Dad on Friday.
Yeah, we needed some... You need generational split.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you buggered out your other friends. But
also, what did us in was the final 10 questions were all about sport.
Sport, yeah. Sport, rubbish. So, unless it had been about Tardy Yorkshire, we'd have been all right, wouldn't we?
But again, it's always such a random quiz question.
Yeah.
It's never a particular thing. It's
random. I suppose it keeps it interesting, doesn't it? Apart from that, I had a little spa day last week as well.
Oh, look at you, I bet that was nice.
Yeah, it was, but... Yeah, there's just some inappropriately dressed people in the spa. Come back to the clothing thing again. And there's a lot of unkept toenails.
Oh, was there any, did you see any naked toenails?
Naked toenails.
Naked toenails.
Offensive.
It's very offensive.
It is when you're going somewhere like that.
Yeah, if you're getting them out on show. Do you know what? If someone slipped the shoe off in winter and they were putting a sock on, that's forgivable.
No, but if you've got a sandal on.
But it's summer. Naked toenails are unacceptable.
Yeah, it's unacceptable, a sandal. It between that, and I've seen people who have worn like nude tights with an open-toed sandal.
Offensive. Duh. That's offensive as well, yeah.
Absolutely offensive. Yeah. But yeah, bald toenails, but men's toenails as well. I don't care if you're a man.
Oh.
Trim them.
Oh,
if they look
disgusting.
If they look pointed.
If I'm in bed and my husband's toenails catch me. Oh, yeah. They have to be kept right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of men sloping around in a dressing gown and sliders.
Yeah.
With big toenails hanging out.
No.
Don't do it.
It's a
don't
no.
Apart from that, it was very nice. So.
Yeah, but we've got, you're forgetting we've got one last thing in the first part of our podcast to go through. So last week we said that anybody who shared our episode 6
mm-hmm.
on either Twitter or Facebook would go into the draw for a mug. And the winner is, are you going to reveal it? I'll just do a quick little...
For services to retweeting, my winner is Hayley Jackson.
Woo! So,
Jacko.
The mug will be...
The mug will be coming your way.
Hopefully by the time you listen to the next...
So you can hang it on your mug tree with your Cadbury's Cream Egg one and everything else that everybody's got of mismatching mugs.
Yeah.
Harking back to episode 3, was that? Episode 2, episode 3?
No idea.
Feels like a lifetime
it
ago.
It does. Can't believe we're on episode 7.
Yeah. Anything else from this week? Or apart from that, just huge...
Yeah, I can't think of anything else, to be honest. It doesn't feel like a whole week has passed us by.
No. We've got back onto our normal track, haven't we, now?
We did have a few technical difficulties last week. We used a different laptop for our podcast and it came back to bite us in the arse. So.
Yeah, it took me days to extract all those and I just kept thinking, we're going to have to re-record and then it's not going to be the same.
Funny because we've done it already.
It's
so.
Not the same if you have to do it again because then you know what you've said first time, but then you try and say the same thing but it don't come
don't
out
work.
Right, does
don't
it?
Work. No, it don't work.
You're thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, we're back to the...
I think you can probably tell we don't, although we write a little plan out, we don't
There's
actually...
No plan.
Yeah,
we don't discuss
what we're going to say.
We just,
just
clob around.
Just comes out.
We're back to the norm, so we should be...
So well done, Hayley. I'll be winging its way to you shortly. I'll be in touch.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The moment you've all been waiting for. Hit it.
Question of the week.
So this...
That's
this...
live every week, by the way. I haven't pre-recorded that. That's live.
This week's question is anonymous. So, yeah, they want to remain anonymous. They just didn't put the name on it.
Embarrassed to be listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we don't know what the name is.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it must be. So the question of the week is, if you had one extra hour of free time a day...
A day?
What would you do in a day? What would you do with the free hour?
God,
I feel like I need to say that again. If you had one extra hour a
day... It's a multiple choice answer to this.
...of free time, what would you do with it? Now, my answer has got two parts. The first part would be...
Complicated.
...that I would do something super productive and I would, you know, I would catch up on all the things. I would clear out my closet and I'd
closet? Are you American?
Sorry, wardrobe. Well, I've got, it's a walk-in wardrobe.
God, well, in mansion, in the towers.
It's tiny. It's pokey little walk-in.
It's walk-in.
Walk-in
but
wardrobe.
Only if you get on your knees.
Walk-in. And then just move, just sort of... rotate on the spot.
Yeah. You have to do a 360 on the spot. It's technically a walk-in wardrobe, so I have to take a step to get in it.
It's absolute shit for doing makeup in, but I do it in there because that's what the purpose of it is. But anyway.
People have got this picture of you going...
Giant.
No. I just like a really
all
tiny...
All my shoes down on one side. It's not that impressive. But it is walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah,
it has
no,
a door.
It's decent size. It's decent. I'll let you have it. But you've built it. It's good. It's good. But yeah, it's not.
So yeah,
not
I would,
like Kim Kardashian wardrobe.
I wish, you know, stuff don't come up out the floor and hidden compartments.
Yeah.
And that. No, it's not like
it's
that.
It's like Cher on Clueless, which has got a computer to tell her what to wear.
Yeah, so I would, you know, I'd like to say that I would use the hour to clean out my wardrobe, get rid of all my old clothes, maybe go through, you know, organise my kitchen, and I'd like to do some productive. The reality, if I had a free hour a day, what I would do is I would plan to do X, Y, Z that I just said, and then I would probably sit on the edge of the bed with my phone, scrolling through various social media apps, and then maybe put Netflix on. So genuinely, if I had an extra hour a day, in theory, I would get so much more done because I'd never stop, but I would sit and scroll through my phone.
Yeah, probably. I think I'd probably squander it.
Yeah.
I would squander it. I'd like to think, because I'm quite, I like to do my little crafty stuff, and I like, you know, I'm a...
Making, yeah.
I'm a jigsaw geek and stuff like that, so I'd quite like to think that I'd actually do some of that relaxation stuff instead of...
Go for a bike ride, go for a run, which we do,
yeah, but... we are good at that. Better than we used to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it was an actual... We do that, but we squeeze it in. But if it's an actual... Oh, by the way, here's another 3 hour.
Yeah, well, it is. It's like, you know, when... Do you ever do it when you're getting ready in the morning? You get up, you think, right, that's it, I'm going to get ready, and you get in the shower, and then you come out with a towel on, and you sit down to check your phone, and then 45 minutes later, you're still sat there in your towel.
Well, no, because I get up with 4 minutes to spare. So this is, although we're very, very similar... I hang on and hang on and hang on in bed until the last possible second that I can get up. I've usually got Jake to do the majority of his getting ready by himself and just shouting instructions from the bed.
You are right. By the time I rock up at your house in the morning, Jake has scarecrow head, probably not got most of his clothes on, and he's whapping his yogurt or whatever.
Yeah, well, nutritional. Nutritional breakfast. Says the woman who used to eat apple pies for breakfast.
I will have, Joa, I will blame Mum for that because she let me eat for breakfast? The only things I would eat for breakfast were either a jam sandwich, a Dairyly cheese sandwich, or a Mr. Kipling's apple pie, and those ones that had like the custard layer in.
Oh, the custard and apple. See, I liked them. I didn't like apple pies, but I liked the custard ones.
Bother, why would you let me eat that for breakfast?
Because you're a pain in the ass. I'll stick up for your mum. Just could not be arsed with the battle of bad day.
Every day.
Have you met your kids?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's you. That's you. Years ago, mum must have cut for you. She was a pain in the ass.
I'm not now.
No. So don't even go there with my wife. My kid has yogurt and fruit for breakfast. That's nutritional, that. Yeah. Chuck a bit of granola on it and you sell that for 40 quid in Pret on the morning.
And then they have a fruit winder on the way to school.
Fruit winder or a biscuit. I don't care.
Custard cream. Yeah, eat. Just get one and get out the door.
Yeah, that's where we are very different with our timekeeping.
Yeah, I am.
So if I had an extra hour a day, I'm lying. I'd just lie in bed for an extra hour. If I could put it anywhere, I'd put it in the morning. Because I'm a miserable cow in the morning and it takes me forever to come round.
It stresses me out if I had to just get up and go. I mean, I'm pretty prepared the night before, so everybody's clothes are all where they need to be. Prepped food is all sorted. I even have my little eggs in a pan on the stove ready to boil when I get up in the morning. Oh, God, I'm missing Easter eggs. Yeah, so yeah, I am very... But how you do that, I'll never know, that you roll out of bed and just get
my
up and
ideal
go.
Morning is I get up when I'm ready and then...
Get
out of bed when I feel like getting up.
If you could naturally just get up when you wanted, what would you feel your get up time on a day would be?
9-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
I start to panic if I'm not out of bed by...
What do you think's wrong with you?
I'm wasting my day.
You've got a disease.
If I'm not up and dressed and sorted by 9
o'clock... Yeah, no, an ideal weekend morning.
Mother, that's you. I've become you.
I'd wake up. I probably wouldn't wake up at 9, but I'd like probably get up about 9,
yeah.
Come down, have a cup of tea, maybe 2 cups of tea, then go shower and stuff. I kind of... 11 o'clock's like my... Like I'm ready to do stuff time. But then I'll sit up till midnight. You're in your dressing gown at 7. You know, I'll be awake at 11:30, 12 o'clock.
I'm not in bed. I love my dressing gown.
You're ready for bed at 7, and then I don't like that. I don't like going to bed. I think there's something wrong with me if I'm going to bed at 7. Why am I so tired?
It's so funny, isn't it? How we're all so different. The world would be boring if we were
what,
all the same.
What the hell was this question?
If we have three. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, this is what we do. We start with a question and
yeah,
we make it into
something
else. That's
why we need questions, because it's just a...
A builder.
Yeah. Facilitator.
Facilitator.
Of a topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
basically, if we had an extra hour a day, we'd do fuck all of it.
Yeah.
That is the answer to that question.
Thanks for that, Anonymous. We're lazy cows. Cheers.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
Right then. Irks of the week. I've got quite a lot this week. Things have not pissed me off, but just things that have come to mind.
I think I've got more like funnies and stuff. Well, maybe not funnies, but just stuff that's like socially unacceptable.
Can I just point out that we've both got a mug here, and I've got the Sisters of No Mercy mug, and Helen's actually using the free German mug.
Well, if you've got it, might as well use it. It was you know, its purpose
what's
was supposed
actually
to be...
say on? Das Engsi was besser ist das als Fremd.
Something about my best friend.
Yeah, haben ist dich. That, isn't that love? Dich. I don't know. We'll have to Google what this means.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Helen's using the German mug, and I've got the official merchandise.
The only one, the only one in production.
So I better wipe it out before we send it to Hayley. It's only fair. And Helen's just missed her mouth and spilled tea all over the place, just so you know.
That's what I do best.
That's what we do best. So, first thing you've got.
Yeah, so it's not really an irk. It's just one of those things that we all find we can't do. And I just think it's ridiculous because... It's a natural bodily function. Now I know this is. It's gonna be.
If you're having your tea, pause it
listen,
for a bit.
But yeah, so pooing in public. I mean, men have no issue with it.
Yeah,
like
good
they
on
would
them.
Walk in, lock the door, go for a turd.
Yeah,
it's not a problem.
Well, it's obvious in the men's anyway, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've got a cubicle.
Yeah,
so
if you're going to sit
cubicle,
down, you know they're going for a poo.
Down,
and
yeah.
if they're in there for 10 minutes, nobody would bat an eyelid.
No, exactly.
When we were at the caravan at the weekend. I mean, everybody who owns a caravan will have the same rule as us. You don't poo in the caravan.
Nah, you don't poo in the caravan.
No twos in the caravan.
No.
So it was, you know, mid-afternoon, and it was the cleaning hour in the toilets.
Oh, no.
And I needed to go, and when I need to go, I need to go.
Yeah.
So I, like, did the, right, I'm just going to go, got the fob, ran up to the toilets, went in, and I was devastated when the cleaning woman was there. I thought, oh, shit, what am I going to do? So I did a fake. I'll go in the toilet and pretend to have a wait. I couldn't go. I just couldn't physically.
Stage fright.
Couldn't go because she was there. And I was busting. So I went back to the caravan and I was like, right, I'm just going to have to hold it in for a little bit longer. And, you know, you start to get the sweat.
Did you have to go in the caravan?
Yeah. No, I didn't go in the caravan. I would not poo in the caravan. It's,
oh, my God.
I think I'd be divorced if I pooed in the caravan.
I might poo you.
I've
caravan.
Said the word poo too many times now.
I might not.
So, yeah, I kept it going. And then when I went back, she was still there. I thought, I'm going to have to go. And I can't wait any longer.
Hello again.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So I went in, but then I thought, if I'm quite quick.
Oh, my God, you've well overthought this, didn't you?
She won't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So you all have to do the buffer toilet roll.
Yes,
you don't get it. You buffer the toilet roll in the toilet so that you don't get the... You know, everybody knows what you're doing. Luckily, there's a little bit of music in the background. So I started
great,
to...
I love that complex to play radio too.
To tap my feet. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Noise, and faffed about with the toilet roll.
Do you know what I sometimes do? Flip the sanitary bin so it clacks so it sounds like you're in there longer because you've
sometimes I even flush the toilet while I'm in there and try and get it all out whilst it's going which I did and I didn't so I thought I'm just gonna have to like finish off and see what
just
happens.
Go with the paper under your arm and screw it. You should have walked in and go, it might be a while.
But then as I was sat there doing it, I thought, how ridiculous that we all poo. And I'm sat here worrying, thinking, this woman, who I'm never probably going to speak to again in my life, knows I've had a poo. But, yeah, I didn't make eye contact or talk to her when I walked back out. But we all do it, don't you? Like, I'll walk, if you say you're in a busy public toilet and you walk into a toilet and somebody's just come out.
Oh, it's awful.
You know when they've had a, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's awful, but like, you should just clock it and go, nice one.
Yeah, but men don't care, do they? I
just
wish
that VI poo stuff.
Yeah,
that you spray it on, don't you? And
I do need to maybe get some of that. It's not that. It's just everybody knows.
Yeah, I've got over that. To be fair, that used to be a thing for me.
Do you know what I do when I urge everybody, every woman who was the same? So if I'm in the toilet and I'm washing my hands and I'm going to the hand dryer, I stand there for quite a while because I think when you're doing that little poo in the toilet and you're waiting for somebody to put the hand dryer on, it's the best thing ever.
Hand dryer females. When you're
like, and you think, oh, I'm all right for a couple of
female
seconds.
Solidarity that in
so
a
now,
good old
I stand there
dry.
A bit longer and I think, if somebody's on the loo right now, they'll fully appreciate me.
I love them Dyson hand dryers though. Any other hand dryer, I'll just go with the wet hand because I can't be bothered. Dyson, I give it the full, they are bone dry. I've done it like 10 times. I love it. And I love how your skin flaps on your hand.
Yeah, I like
they're
that.
So strong.
Yeah, yeah. You look really old hands as they go.
But like, one of them says, there's one particular brand that has like a 10-second countdown in blue lights. Yeah. Oh, I love that one. Yeah. And it's like a challenge to myself. Are they dry? I try and do it exactly on 10 seconds.
I always have to do it
dry.
I always go too fast. I have to do pooing in public.
Well, I'm monetizing nicely with this because I've been out and about this week and been in some various public toilets and various port-a-loo things, and it's cleaning up after it. And not even just pooping, weeing as well, like flushing. Toilet behaviours are so funny.
Sanitary products, people are just like,
There's toilet roll on the floor, there's bog brushes and people don't use them. Yeah. I know they're not the nicest things in the world, but Christ almighty. But I just think toilet behaviours are so funny. Like, if you go into a public toilet and there's more than one free, do you like just do a little, which one am I going to go in?
Yeah.
And it's like a real personal choice of where you're going to go. It's a bit of a funny, you do like a little bit of a funny sidesteppy dance of there's too many, I don't know where to go. And then if you go in, if there's a few that are empty and you go in one,
guarantee you're going to open one that's full of log.
Well, it's not even that, but if you clock it and there's even a bit of bog roll in, you go, oh, no.
Yeah, no, not that one.
Because you don't know who's been in there. But if you were busting, you would not give a monkey's, would you?
Yeah, you won't.
There was only that one, you'd just brave it because you've queued that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that little, there's more than one. Yeah. I thought, which one am I going to go in? Especially if you need a poop, you're like,
you know when someone is not a number one and they're going from a tip, when they go for the furthest one away.
Yes.
You're like, you go in, don't you, and you go all the way to the end.
And I love a good floor to ceiling door, so you just in.
An enclosed toilet is heaven. Heaven. Actually go in and I sit down and go,
do you remember that hotel we went to where we were in them toilets and the gap on the bottom of the toilet door was so big that Helen went in, locked it, and then to prove how big this gap was under the toilet,
came out,
slid out.
I forgot that I'd done that.
Left it locked.
What a twat, because I put that to
somebody else. You can usually do it with a pound coin and just undo it. Take them
off. I was sat on the toilet.
It was ridiculous. It was like knee height.
Why is the gap under the door?
It's like saloon doors, wasn't it? You can see your head and you can see your knees.
I'd have just loved if someone had walked in as I was sliding underneath the door.
I just got locked in.
But yeah, it was excessively large.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, I do have a little...
Ooh. I can't believe that this is the first time toilets have come up on this podcast. If I'm honest, we've got to 7 without talking about this.
Well, do you know what? Once I was in a toilet, this is no lie, and, you know, we love a bit of Twitter and, you know, lots, and I was sat on the toilet and I thought to myself, this is a really nice toilet. And then I thought, I should start a Twitter page called The Best Loo in the UK.
Yeah.
And every time I use a loo, I rate it.
Ain't there one of them anywhere?
There probably is.
Yeah.
But the fact that that's how much I appreciate a good loo.
A good toilet, yeah.
Work-wise, I went to a large retailer this week. I went in the toilet and they'd done one of those baskets. You know, where there's like tampons, a body spray, hairspray.
Not like in a nightclub where they charge you
No, but it was just there, ready for you.
You want perfume, love?
But I had a bit of everything. I wasn't even on my period. I'll have a couple of them.
Yeah, you want a lollipop, love? Yeah. No. I've just had five ciders. No, I'm good for a lollipop, thanks.
A lollipop that's going to cost me £3.
Yeah, a lollipop and a spray of Dupe for women.
Yeah, but
I'm good.
That was like, love that they've done a little basket.
A good toilet. It's a sign of a good...
Yeah,
venue.
I love the
toilets.
Yeah.
You can have a good venue and go in. The toilets look like
horrific.
They've just been added on. Yeah, I'm with you. Should we move on from toileting?
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll come up in another episode.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
So I've got another one, which is been getting on my waz. Okay. Well, for a long time, but this week in particular, it's happened a few times. Clothes ribbons. So,
right, by clothes ribbons, you mean the little...
The little tags. Ribbons that they put in that they obviously use to hang things in the store.
Yeah.
So Primark are a bit of a bugger for this. Yeah. Even though the store's like a, you know, people just... There's no rules in Primark, is there? Yeah, there's no rules in Primark, so everything don't have to be hung up properly. But yeah, you either get the loops,
yeah,
where you put your arm in your cardigan or t-shirt and accidentally feel like you've cut off your circulation,
yeah,
because your fat arm
sort of stuck in it
has gone through the weird loop, or I find even worse than ones that go across the shoulders at the back.
Oh yeah.
In a jumper yeah. or a hoodie,
yeah.
and you put it on, and then worse when you're taking it off.
But what is the point of that?
It
one?
Gets stuck and gives you like a pig nose,
yeah,
because it gets stuck in your face and yeah. you can't get it past.
Yeah, when you bought a new top and you put it on and you go out and then you realise you get out and it's hanging at the front all the time.
It bugs me on other people as well if I see them.
Yeah, you have to tuck them under.
Cut them out always. I just cut them out as soon as I get home, and yeah. I know they're for aesthetic purposes in the shop, so that things aren't hanging off the hangers. They are on most things. If
they're
they've got
a wasteful item.
Yeah, if they've got a big wide neck and it won't hang up, I get that. But
why did they just put them on a clippy hanger or something? Yeah. They come up with a hanger.
But it's just the comedy positions that you end up getting into, and like the round your forehead.
Yeah.
So you end up getting stuck, and then you can't get your head out, or they pull your nose. Up so you look like a pig, or it gets stuck in your lips or your teeth or something.
And then
I was thinking, have you ever got stuck in something in a changing room?
Yes, I have got stuck in something in a changing room and almost either broke my arm getting out of it or broke the garment getting out. I've actually ripped something getting it off to get out of it.
That sound in it. It just usually across your back and your shoulders. You just
so you're like you're getting into it. You're thinking, you know, it's not gonna fit. You know, it's too tight. You're going, I'm gonna get in this. I'm gonna get it. And now I'm not gonna get back out of it.
Yeah, so you can't get out of it.
Yeah,
and it's that sheer panic that comes over you. Yeah. And the more you try and tug at it,
something's got no give in the bugger.
And you really don't want to shout the assistant and say, I'm really sorry. Clean up an hour one. There's fats lodging out of the back of this dress.
Yeah, it's never a good look.
Yeah, I've had that a few times where I've been in the change room and like got stuck.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, I think we've all done it, haven't we?
Still never as funny as me coming out of the change room with that skirt.
Do you like this skirt? Well, if you just turn around and look at it on that 70-year-old lady that stood behind you, you can see what it looks like.
It looks awful.
Does it look old lady?
It was like looking in a futuristic mirror.
It was like a midi pleated floral skirt.
Which is trendy. But also slightly bon marché. So I came out and she was just opposite me and it was like looking into a mirror of the future. I was like, Jesus, what's happened? She stood directly opposite me going, I think it's all right, Barbara, don't you? And I just went, oh God, straight back into the changing room.
Not for me.
It's not for me, Barbara. Oh dear. Yeah, so that clothes ribbons were... I've got trapped in them a few times this week and...
Yeah, they are pointless. It annoys me that you have to cut them out or if you don't remember to cut them out and you see them hanging down.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fashion faux pas.
Irritation.
That and stickers on the bottom shoes.
Oh, stickers on the bottom shoes, yeah. Why do they make them so hard to get off? Ooh. Stickers on anything that is not easy to get off.
Like if you're trying to pass off something as a gift.
Yeah.
Like a second-hand gift.
Yeah.
And it's had a sticker on it. So annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. Really annoying.
And they leave that residue underneath. You get the top bit. When the top bit comes off, you're just left with that white.
That's when it rips. And you know, you're like, no, no,
and
no!
You've run out of corners to pick from.
And then you have to sit there and rub it. Yeah, that's really annoying.
And you can't put water on it. It comes off all right with water, but if it's not plastic, you can't. So like on a book or something. Yeah. Oh, it's dead annoying, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really annoying.
Or it leaves, but you think you've got it off. Then it leaves that like sticky.
Yeah.
And it goes mucky.
And the amount of labels, I mean, I work in an industry where we deal with labels and they do a label that comes off everything.
Do you remember me getting that shower?
Oh,
and it had
that
giant label stuck on the front of it on the white shower box.
Yeah.
And I complained to them, didn't I?
Yeah.
And said,
what did they say? Did you get a compo?
They basically just said, sorry.
They said, yeah, I think customer services really wanted to say,
we don't give a shit.
Yeah, you bought it now. I sent them this long email going, why on earth? Yeah.
We've installed it.
Would you send me something that's got a sticker on the front that I now can't peel off?
Yeah. We bought some new caravan knives and forks. We got new caravan knives. And they each knife and fork had a sticker on it.
On each one?
On each individual knife and fork, spoon, teaspoon. And some of them, they just put it on. So I picked it off and it came off. Some of them, they'd wrapped it so it stuck together so that you couldn't do a clean pull off. And it, yeah, I had that with
those.
That's
a bit excessive stickering. Yeah.
Well, it is when you buy six of each.
Yeah.
How many is that?
That is excessive. When they're not in a box.
36.
Six of each. What did you get? My fox spoon, teaspoon.
No, it's less than that, in it. Oh my God.
24. Well, I'm looking at you because I'm not sure how many cutlery items you bought. 24. You know, yeah. You could have gone down the dessert spoon, soup spoon.
Yeah, we did knife, fork, spoon, teaspoons.
Standard.
Yeah. That's 24 labels to get off.
Or 36 in your world.
Felt like 36. It felt like 36.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Stickers.
Clothes, ribbons, annoying. There with you.
Annoying.
So my next one is hacking back to the Toddy Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
And people, as you may know, from our previous podcast, people annoy me.
People annoy you.
Oblivious people, right? Ooh. So on the Sunday when we went to watch it, we're outside the caravan site. It's quite a windy country road. There's quite a bit of you know, areas to stand on either side of the road. It's, you know, it wasn't tight or anything. A massive road that we could stand along. And for the 15 minutes before anything happened, everybody was just sort of stood there. 2 minutes before, everybody decided to keep shuffling over the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's
oh, they're coming!
Police cars coming! I'm just going to swap the other side of the road! You're going to get run over, Barbara, by that. And some of those police bikes were whizzing on through.
One of them pips. Somebody didn't there.
Yeah, idiots.
Being a div.
Absolute idiots. Then the guy with the camera, who took a million thousand shots that was
to
never...
Fair, I nicked one of his photos that he's posted on Facebook. It's a good one of Jake.
Yeah. I spotted... Did Dad show you it?
No, I don't.
I saw it. And he kept getting in everybody's way, and then he was in front of the bikes, and then people who stand in front of other people. So you've got there, you've got your spot, and then they stand in front of you.
Yeah.
And you think, what the fuck did you think I got here for?
Yeah, I know. Am I invisible? I had this yesterday with somebody with a brolly.
Am I invisible?
Somebody with a brolly yesterday.
Oh, it's annoying. But people do it when you're
edged in,
opening doorways, and they just walk through and you think, did you think I was just opening that for fun? I don't work here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's absolutely oblivious out there.
There was a lot of oblivious people at the Toddy Yorkshire on Sunday, and just, yeah, the swapping sides, like, pick a side, just stand there.
But they had, like, forever to do it.
Yeah, and it was the 5 seconds before anything happened, they suddenly went, I'm at the wrong side! And ran over the road.
Yeah, I had somebody push in front of me with a brolly yesterday, but then brollies in general, because it's been bad weather this week, people have got no brolly etiquette, have they? No. So I walked down the road and I lift it.
Yeah. Or you hold it to the side.
You have to get wet for a moment.
Yeah.
Other people don't do that, do they?
No.
And the people who put it down and then do the big shake. And you're there.
Are you sitting there thinking, really?
Are you serious? You try your brolly, mate, and my pants are fine. You're just
oblivious. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oblivious.
Brollies have been a thing. I nearly got garrotted by one yesterday with somebody using a golf brolly, walking along with it, but like in the arms, under the arm. So it's like a spear.
Total Chuckles Brothers moment.
Yeah, yeah. Just
to like me, to you. Hey.
Yeah. Like a spear.
Slapstick death, comedy.
Death by brolly. What happened to you? Well, getting rushed into A&E. Got brolly trapped in a main artery.
Yeah, but yeah. Oblivious people. Awesome.
Well, I think that's it.
I think that's just in general.
We just talk about that every week.
Every week's a different version of oblivious people, but, you know, that was this week's version of events.
So I've got a really weird one.
Go on.
I don't know if anybody does this, but I do this. I don't want to know if anybody does this. Right, so in my head, like, yesterday, so I had, like, 10 apps to update on my phone. And you know what I don't know what people are like with their iPhones, but I really don't like any red
notifications.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have a lot of my notifications switched off because I can't abide a notification.
My emails are up to date. If there's a red dot, I need to sort it
people
out.
People who have 1,647 emails going, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I can't cope with it, me, if people have all them emails going.
Yeah, it would totally upset me for life.
Well, there's apparently two types of people, isn't there? There's some people with none.
Yeah.
And then people who have like 3,000 odd. I've got friends like that, and they'll go, well, I know where I'm up to because the first 3,500 are not even my emails or the trash. I already know where I am with it. So the next 50 after that I'm all right with, but I can't cope with it. Anyway, I can't cope with the red dot. So I have to update my app. So last night I went to update it and there's like 10. But I'm sat in bed and I'm watching them. And like it only does sort of three at a time, but it does that little circle on the iPhone where it goes round. And I was like, I've sat in bed and I'm doing like a race commentary in my head. This is really weird, but I've done this before. And I do it kind of when stuff's downloading as well. Yeah. If you've got more than one download at a time.
Okay.
This is weird, isn't it? I'm watching the apps on my phone and I'm going, and then we've got Twitter in the lead now, and what's coming behind it is Duolingo. Oh, and then I literally did a full-on race commentary in my head last night, and I was just laughing to myself thinking, what am I doing? And I don't know if that's
I'm
a thing.
I'm lost for words because I've... Yeah,
that's weird, isn't
it? Weird.
That is weird, isn't it?
You are weird.
I am. But that, it's kind of a funny weird. But I was just sat. But I just to let you know, the winner was out of them all.
Hold in suspense. In suspense.
The winner, the first app to update yesterday was Booking.com.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Booking.com followed by Fruit Ninja.
You will sleep easy tonight, listeners. Yeah, but then I was like, the winner.
Booking.com is pulling into the lead now.
Booking.com.
Fruit Ninja pulling up at the rear. Oh, but Booking.com takes it. That's literally what's going on in my head.
Well, I think on that note.
If anybody else does that, let me know.
Let me know, because I'll
feel better about it. But it's fun. If you don't do it. It makes updating your apps more.
Maybe I will do it next time.
Or when you're downloading.
I'll feed you back.
And you're like, which one's going to happen? Which one's going
to
come first?
I'll feed it back to you. One thing quickly before we go that we didn't comment on was, did you notice the new filler last week?
Is it better? I don't know.
We need to find out.
We had loads of attempts at that. It was quite funny, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. It was quite funny.
We could not get the flow right.
I think you couldn't get the flow right.
Just kept forgetting what letter I was.
What's the letter? What? How do you spell sister?
We did do it like that. We did it. Did we do S-I? Yeah, we did.
S-I-S-T-E-R.
I wanted to do it as sir-ta. Like we do it for the kids.
But yeah, we got there in the end. So yeah, hopefully... It's pleasing everyone's ears, the new filler.
Yeah, it's not as loud as the other one.
Nah.
No screeching.
No screeching. We've listened to the masses.
If you still don't like
laughable.
It, tough.
Yeah. It's livable now because we're not doing another. We've run out of ideas. Yeah, that's it for the
end
of it.
Can't do it anymore.
But yeah, that's it for us this week on Sisters of No Mercy.
Yeah.
We'll update you again next week as to the... frolics that we've been up to and our
frolics
exciting
and bollocks. Maybe we should have called it frolics and bollocks.
What other oblivious people we've encountered that week. So I hope you all have a good week.
Yep, speak to you next week.
Bye-bye.